Good morning, sir. I don't really know your name because I don't have this number on my contact. But then your question on that 17 out of 20, what are we doing wrong? Yeah, obviously we are blessed with talent. Oh yeah, everywhere you go, any state you go, there are talent upon talent. But then football have gotten to a point that talent is just the talent. Talent doesn't play football anymore. So the major problem, I would say, it's our coaching education is terrible. You know, our coaching education is terrible. It's so terrible that most of the coaches are still coaching the wrong thing. Now, I said a long time ago during my interview session with Liberty TV, it's not how well you train, but it's how right to train. You understand? A lot of people train a lot in Nigeria. We train, 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 but we are not training right. So most of the time, when we get to a certain stage, we don't perform. We don't understand the details in football. So it's gone beyond talent now. Football has gone beyond talent. You know, you need details. You need coaches that can coach in details. You need coaches that can guide this player from that cadet stage, because football is developmental. You understand? And Nigeria has really missed it. We've missed it so deep that a lot of coaches just want to focus on the professional level. But not minding you that this player you want to focus on are coming from somewhere that have not been well structured. So it's a big problem. So if Nigeria can actually take their coaching education serious, like when I say serious, like very serious, let there be annual coaching education annually, like annually, not just in seminar, no, proper coaching education center on youth development. Not just for a certificate, say, because I want to go and coach Enyimba. No, like proper developmental coaches, that once this coach is a graduate, he now knows what he's going to give back to this youth. And with time, this youth start having the right mentality that football gone beyond, I as a big playboy, they my body, they my blood. No, the world is going technological, so training needs to change. So talent, no, yeah, we have talent everywhere you go. Nigeria is everywhere, but how many of Nigeria are in first team in their club side? How many Nigerians are in big teams? It's very few, probably just one or two in the D and who again. So that is the question. So if we have talent that much and we are not making any wave, it shows that our education system is bad. I don't want to even talk about NFL. I don't want to talk about the administration. That is another dead environment. But let me focus on my own field. The coaching education is terrible. Most of the coaches are lazy to learn, are lazy to train in detail. So they are still using the general model to train players. And this model doesn't improve player. It just make them exposed. But in reality, they are not well cultured. They are not well nurtured in the footballing system. You understand? Their mental strength is very weak. A lot of Nigeria player mental strength is very weak because of the coach's mental strength who is dead. Majority of the coach's mental strength is dead. So if we can fix our coaches, then I believe we'll start enhancing this talent. It's just like you saying Nigeria is blessed with a lot of resources. Why are we poor? I guess I leave that for you to answer. We have resources everywhere, from the petroleum, agricultural, manpower, but we are still poor. The same problem we're having in sport. We have so many talent, but we are still struggling because of the coaches and other external factors that have to do with NFL. I don't want to go that far, that aspect.